Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Dunn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Grabarkiewicz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The first baseman, Brock Pemberton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nino Espinosa. Pitching for the New York Mets, Nino Espinosa. And now, play ball. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Pemberton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pemberton hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Grabarkiewicz fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Morales reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to third. One out. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dunn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pemberton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Crane Poole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dunn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nino Espinosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinosa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hahn strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morales bunts towards the mound. Espinosa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pemberton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brock Pemberton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pemberton is 0 for 1 in the game. Pemberton hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Crane Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crane Poole is 0 for 1 in the game. Crane Poole hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabarkiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nino Espinosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinosa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Espinosa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pemberton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Swisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. Two outs. Brock Pemberton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pemberton is 0 for 2 in the game. Pemberton hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett juggles the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher bunts towards first. Pemberton scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. Dunn moves to second. One out. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Espinosa. Dunn moves to third. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 0 for 2 in the game. Grabarkiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosger. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Espinosa. Kessinger moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0-for-3 in the game. Dunn hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner pinch hits for Nino Espinosa. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Boisclair pinch runs for John Milner. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hahn bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Boisclair moves to second. One out. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Ken Boswell. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brock Pemberton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pemberton is 0-for-3 in the game. Pemberton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Felix Milan now playing second base. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher strikes out. One out. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 0 for 3 in the game. Grabarkiewicz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave LaRoche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRoche bunts towards the mound. Apodaca fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Monday now playing center field. Jerry Morales now playing right field. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Schneck pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger bunts towards third. Dunn fields it and throws to first for the out. Schneck moves to second. One out. Duffy Dyer pinch hits for Wayne Garrett. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schneck scores. It's Cubs, 3, Mets, 3. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dyer moves to third. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges is walked intentionally. Martinez moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zamora spins to throw to second. Safe. The throw to home, and Dyer is out. Martinez moves to third. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rich Pugh now playing third base. Dave Schneck now playing right field. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Morales is walked intentionally. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Todd now pitching. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca strikes out. One out. Brock Pemberton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pemberton is 0 for 4 in the game. Pemberton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0 for 4 in the game. Dunn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive towards third. Poog reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Grabarkiewicz hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 0 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Poog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poog strikes out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.